Welcome to another episode of The Happy Runner, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. My name is Roman, and today I will host Mulina to talk about yoga and Pilates for runners. Hi Mulina, and welcome to The Happy Runner.
Hi, thank you.
So, you are a physiotherapist and a runner. Today, we are going to talk about benefits from yoga and Pilates for runners, a topic you wrote about on your webpage. But before we dive into the topic, tell us a bit about your running history.
Yeah, sure. So, firstly, thank you for having me. Yeah, I was never like the most athletic of people as a kid, but we used to have this Cooper test that we had to run for school and we got graded on it. And I was obsessed with getting good grades. So I wasn't very good at this test anyways. It made me go out and run every day so I would get a better grade on this test. I was very, very disciplined in that sense. But yeah, and then it kind of just always stuck with me since then. I was never part of a running group, but well, not until lately anyways. But yeah, as I've grown older, I've just fallen more and more in love with running and going out more for trails and all of those things. I just find it does wonders for my mental health and just well-being in general. So yeah, I've done a few races, but for me, it's more about just getting out there and running.
Okay, and there are several running niches. On one hand, we have road running. On the other hand, trail running. Then we have those distances from 5K to marathons. So where would you find yourself as a runner?
Right. So I've recently moved from London, which is obviously a big city, out into the middle of nowhere in the countryside. So I've gone from road running to trail running very quickly.
Okay. And there are a lot of runners who actually never tried any other activity than running. But we all know that some cross training and strength work is for sure beneficial. So let's talk about yoga first. It originates from the Far East, and that yoga includes also meditation and breathing exercises. Do you think that doing yoga as a runner can help not only physical but more so mentally?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, as you're saying, yoga traditionally comes from India and it's been around for about 3,500 years, if not longer. So it's a really like old practice. And I think in the Western world, it's become more and more physical, hasn't it? We think about yoga, we think about people being really flexible and moving their bodies around, but it is a lot more to it than that. So you, as you were saying, yeah, you've got the breathing exercises, the meditation aspect of yoga. And then on top of that, there's also a bit of like a moral compact almost, like how you live your life and how you behave with others, with other people, just in terms of compassion and honesty and integrity and all of those things. When you bring all of those aspects together with, you know, from yoga and bring them into your practice, the aim is really to create a way of where you can still your mind. So you avoid all those kind of thoughts and sensations that kind of travel in and around. You know, you have all that buzzing noise around you all the time that stops you from focusing. The aim with yoga is to be able to kind of withdraw from all those senses and be able to just completely focus on what you're doing and create that really nice connection between your body, your mind, your breath. So you're really aware within those senses, but not anything else. So if we transfer that to running, for example, to make it a bit more practical to obviously your audience. So when we run, we quite often we're like, oh, I've got a little niggle. Oh, what am I going to have for dinner? Can I really be bothered doing this? You know, all of those little thoughts that enter our mind, right? We all have them. So if we think about like yoga and becoming really focused, I think if you bring that into your running, to be able to focus on just your running, what your breathing is doing when you run, what your body is doing in terms of your technique and where you're going, but to take all those other sensations away, like your little, I don't know, blister on your little toe, whatever it might be, and to just be focusing on what you're doing, then obviously you're going to be a lot more, well, focused really, and that's going to enhance your goals and get you where you want to go, because you're not being distracted by all those other little things. So I think there's that aspect if you translate it like that. Then you've also got just the stress reducing effect of yoga. So in terms of reducing the amount of cortisol you've got in your body, and just calming everything down, which can be really helpful as a runner, especially if you're racing and you need to be really focused on getting through that race and not being stressed about your time, being stressed around people around you, because there's an element of cortisol and stress hormones in your body that's healthy, but you don't want that continuously elevating because it's just going to drain you. So I think yoga is definitely a really good mental practice for runners, because it can help with all those things.
So thanks for the insight. Let's move on to Pilates. If I'm correct, it was first intended as injury treatment, and then somehow it found the way in later years into the fitness community. A lot of exercises I saw are for core strengthening. So please tell us, what are the benefits of Pilates for runners?
Oh, Roman, where to start? There's so many. you correctly identified the core. Yeah, so core, in terms of strengthening the core, is central to Pilates. So we think of the core as being your powerhouse. And the core itself is not your six-pack muscles, not at all. So it's your deeper core muscles, or your deeper tummy muscles, your deeper back muscles as well. And then on the top, you've got your diaphragm, your breathing muscle. And then at the base, you've got your pelvic floor. And you need all of those components to be strong around the core. If one of them isn't working, it's like an open lid, isn't it? There's something, it's not all contained within there. Something's going to leak out, energy's going to leak out. So we need to be strong in all those different directions. And that's what Pilates is so good at doing, because all the exercises is focused around building that core up, whilst obviously still being able to use your arms and your legs, but you create a synergy of movement where your core works really nicely together with your legs and your arms, which you need when you run, right? You need your arms, your legs, and your core to be running. So it's really nice. And another aspect that, you know, a lot of people might not think about, but for a lot of runners, it's really important, is that pelvic floor. Because, you know, as a mum myself, we've returned to running, like, pelvic floor is really, really important, but it's not just for women who've given birth, it's for people who might have gone through abdominal surgery, men who've gone through prostate cancer, like all of those different things can impact your pelvic floor. So having a strengthening regime like Pilates that really focuses on being able to contract your pelvic floor will really stand those people in good favor. So, yeah, sorry, you were about to say something.
No, just go on, no. Please.
Sorry, I get really bad. So yeah, I think, you know, it's also such a lovely thing with Pilates that we can do it from our own homes, which at the current climate with COVID, you know, a lot of us, especially here in the UK, gyms aren't open, and I know they're closed in many other places. So, but Pilates, you don't really need a lot of equipment. You can just do it on the floor at home, and you can get moving, and you've got that cross-training aspect. So, but, you know, again, it depends on what you enjoy. If you're more into strength training, then that might be what you choose to do. Pilates is just one way of strengthening, but it's accessible to everyone, which is really helpful.
So you would recommend Pilates as strength training for runners, especially core strengthening. What about injury prevention?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when we think about injury prevention, and, you know, especially in runners, it tends to be legs, isn't it? Hips, knees, ankles, all of those things. So Pilates does quite a good way of training your biomechanics of how your body moves, through incorporating balance exercises and stability exercises. So there's a lot of focus on getting your lower back, your pelvis and your core moving correctly and smoothly. So if that's all well balanced, when you land, when you run, you are less likely to sustain an injury. So if we think about running economy, so our running economy is being able to use our energy well when we run, isn't it? So we can use it for the output, which is running. But if you have any muscle imbalances, so say you're a bit weaker around your bottom muscles, like your glutes or your core, you're gonna tilt a lot more when you run, which is going to alter the way the body absorbs the energy when you land. So you're having to use a lot more energy to control your body when you land. Whereas if you're really strong, you don't have to use that same energy because, you know, your muscles are strong, they can take that load, you don't need to compensate. So that energy you could instead use to run faster or to run for longer.
Okay. In an article that I read about Pilates, I found it internet. It was stated that Pilates includes also breathing exercises. Not the same as yoga, but in a similar way. What would you say? Is this a part of Pilates that can also help runners to become more efficient?
I think to some extent, yes. There's not lots of research within that area, to be fair, to prove it. But if we look at the basics and, you know, the understanding of it, if we, you know, I mentioned the diaphragm earlier as being like kind of the base of your lungs, and but also the top of your core. So that connection there. When we breathe, if we breathe really shallowly, like shallow, we're only going to use the top of our chest. So it's only really the kind of the parts around your collarbones that are going to move. And then our breath isn't getting all the way down to the basis of our lungs. So we're developing a bit of a dysfunctional breathing pattern where we're not using our whole capacity of breathing. So we're not training the lungs sufficiently. They're not being expanded to their full capacity. Could potentially lead to some reduction in gas exchange, because most of the gas exchange happens at the very base of the lungs. But I mean, the body's quite good at compensating for those things anyways. But as a runner, we know we need oxygen. We need oxygen to go out into our body, into our muscles, to allow ourselves to run, right? So being able to take deep breaths, making sure that we're getting sufficient gas exchange, is obviously really important to help ourselves to propel our body forwards and to get that oxygen out into the body. Now, I've only really found one study that looks at Pilates specifically in terms of your VO2 max, or your ability to use the maximum amount of oxygen in your body, and in runners, that is. And it did show that that capacity can increase with a regular Pilates practice versus no Pilates, so versus control. And it also led to a faster 5K time. So I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Well, we as runners are a competitive bunch of people. You also know that. I was going to ask you, but you already answered it. Yes, Pilates can make you run faster and further. So before we end this chat, it's still a bit crazy, as you already mentioned, with the pandemic around the globe. But still, what are your running plans for this year?
Yeah, as you've said, things are still a little bit up in the air, aren't they? But, you know, fingers crossed we'll be back to some sense of normality at some point. I mean, having just moved out of the city and being in the middle of nowhere, as I was saying, I'm absolutely enjoying the trails. So I've kind of been, you know, flirting a little bit with the idea of an ultra, but I'm not quite sure if I'm ready to take it on yet, but I might train towards it and see how far it takes me, because at least I've got the beautiful scenery around me to kind of keep me motivated along the way.
So thank you, Molina, for your insights into yoga and Pilates for runners.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and recommend it to other runners you know. You can find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and on our webpage. Happy running!